Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie's helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. My latest project, tree trimming for our phone lines into the radio show. I mean, any home improvement you need, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects both nationally and in your area. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and the website is free to use.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Charlie Pierce.
Hello. Good morning, Starshine.
I've already quoted you this morning that mollycoddling has been bandied, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Charlie Pierce has bandied mollycoddling. You said about Judge
Mitchell. Every now and then, I flash back to Little House on the Prairie in my vocabulary. I don't know why that is.
But you quoted Judge Mershon acknowledged jailing Trump was the last thing he wanted to do, but explained it was his responsibility to protect the dignity of the justice system. He said jailing Mr. Trump would be a last resort. You are former president of the United States, possibly the next president as well. And you just said, I'm sure he's doing all he can with a difficult case, but to say nothing of an unhinged defendant. But what the hell is Judge Mershon doing with this mollycoddling?
Hey.
I mean, I agree with you, Charlie. Like, I keep saying, you know, it's not just, oh, we want to see him in jail. I do, for all his many crimes. But this is just the rule of law, for people to believe that we have any rule of law that applies to all of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, this would be the last resort. Why wasn't it the third resort, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
It's not like, you know, you still have to make up your mind, and it's not like he's not going to do it again.
Well, this was 10 times yesterday, and then this morning he tweets about Stormy Daniels and then deletes it. And I'm like, is that like, oh, just put the tip in for a minute? Is it? Remember, that's what they tried to say about the treason? Like, oh, it was only for a few minutes the classified documents were. Oh, I see. So just the treason tip was put in for a second. I mean, it's still breaking the gag order, right? Even if he deleted the truth or whatever the hell it was.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't know that he had done that this morning, but you know, what is that? I mean, this is a 4-year-old kid who can't keep from touching the stove when you tell him not to.
Right.
Yeah. No, I well, and first of all, the troth, whatever you call those things, was so stupid. It was like, oh, I was just told who the witness is today, and my lawyers have no time to prepare. Really? In the Hush Money porn star case, they had no idea the porn star was going to be testifying. I mean, everything he says is a lie. I mean, that's the other thing that's hard to, you know, I think.
It's not just that. Everything he says is a demonstrable lie.
Right. Right.
It's an easily debunked lie.
And he keeps trying to say that he can't testify or he can't answer any questions because of the gag order.
He can't testify because of the gag order.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, could you take your organ out for me, Chris? I love your former, as a former Catholic girl, I love your Catholic boy, not just Catholic boy, your altar boy stories. You said, I do not tell my funny altar boy stories much anymore, but I have quite a few of them. There's a time I nearly fainted on the groom in the middle of a hot July wedding. As the priest was reading a couple of their obligations to each other, the groom kept glancing over while I stood there swaying in front of him. I hope their marriage was canonologically correct. Then far more sacrilegiously, we used to scuff our rubber-soled schools on the altar carpet, and then at communion we would touch the communicants on the chin with the metal plate used to catch the host if it fell, and then you let static electricity take care of the rest.
Great way to meet chicks, by the way.
You said hell has booked your rooms long ago. Yes. I think my brother had altar boy tomfoolery stories as well. But
Man, I remember I dropped a bell one time.
Oh, no.
And we had three, like, stone steps up to the altar. And I was kneeling down. It was, like, 6 o'clock in the morning or something. I was half asleep. And I just let go. And the bell kind of bounced down 3 steps.
That might be a good way to keep Trump awake in trial. They ought to think about that.
Well, I mean, I was going to say it. It brought the 23 people who were there for early mass back to life very quickly.
Bob Seska had a good idea too. Maybe like a sports, like an air horn, mm-hmm. to wake him up when he's sleeping.
Sure.
His lawyers might just
a boat horn.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I mean, figure out some kind of device we can wire him up to.
Yeah.
Shock collar.
Exactly. Anyway, your stories were in service of your piece. Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene are theologians now. Say more about that.
Well, no, that was when, you know, that they're sticking to the ancient, you know, the mother of all anti-Semitic tropes, which is that the Jews killed Jesus.
Right. Yeah.
And they voted against a bill, you know, which was, you know, kind of a, you know, performance-based bill anyway, condemning anti-Semitism, because they're afraid that if they read the New Testament, you know, they'll wind up, you know, getting thrown in jail or fined or something because they're being anti-Semitic, which is, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're dragging behind the institutional Roman Catholic Church in common sense, you've really strayed pretty far from the fact.
Yeah. Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has lunch with, you know, Holocaust deniers and Nazis, mm-hmm. has the nerve to criticize Joe Biden on, you know, Gaza or anything else. I mean, it's just, it's so ridiculous, you know.
Who also apparently had her old CrossFit instructor over for lunch, if you know what I mean. Mm. And I think you do.
Uh-huh. Charlie Louise. So obviously, illegal, you know, analysts are saying, I'm not a lawyer, and this seems like a slam dunk to me, this hush money case that they've built so far. What are your observations?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of New York fraud law, but anybody who thinks that he didn't use Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy Daniels to keep her mouth shut at this point is dreaming. I mean, that case is proven 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I keep saying this. A decision by Trump to forbid his hush money trial legal team from admitting that he had multiple adulterous affairs while suggesting his trial is part of a grand conspiracy is likely falling on deaf ears in the jury box, according to one analyst. It's common knowledge Trump committing adultery is the elephant in the room, which makes Trump's lawyers look foolish at best and liars at worst. She writes, the defense team has adopted Trump's favorite tactic of floating conspiracy theories to explain away the mounting pile of evidence against him. In some cases, they may be trying to convince at least one juror the conspiracy theory is the same as reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. For some reason, Trump seems to believe his followers need a story to tell to claim he's innocent of everything about him during this trial, even though he very obviously isn't. That's, I mean, what's fantastic? There's all this evidence.
Well,
I'm a flawed guy and I blah, yeah. It'd be nothing. But he's got to go do the Roy Cohn, right?
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And that's exactly the source of it. But one thing you have to remember about this particular trial, this is a jury full of New Yorkers. They've watched this guy's act for 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what he was all about.
Yeah.
I mean, they amused themselves by reading the New York Post every morning.
Charlie,
long
before I did talk radio, when I did Morning Drive on Hot 97, everybody.
Good buddy, everybody.
Yeah, the late 80s. I'll never forget the whole, cover of the Post, Trump saying, Marla Maple's just a friend. And I remember then going, and I didn't even talk about politics then. I was like, this guy's a liar. Like, come on. Marla's just a friend. And then the cut to, literally a minute later, he's marrying Marla Maple. It's just like, he's always been such a slimy liar.
No, as we said, an easily demonstrable one.
Yeah.
But, this jury knows his act, okay? This jury is not going to give him the benefit of any doubt.
Yeah.
Because they've, he's been a figure of great entertainment for decades.
Yeah. It's crazy me. I don't like my president to be entertainment. I just want him to, do for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have we have the Congress for that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about his base. MAGA, just the end of this analysis. MAGA may not love that their leader's on trial, but the conspiracy theories he's floating are so asinine, even his most shameless hype men are shying away from repeating them. It turns out there's conspiracy theories that are too dumb for even the Trump base to embrace. The disconnect also suggests that Trump's self-absorption is causing him to lose sight of what exactly his followers want from him. I feel like they're kind of like high five about banging up rock star and the Playboy or the porn star and the Playboy model. Like what? It's interesting that this is the only trial he's running away from, right? The other stuff he's embracing, January 6th and documents,
he's running as a, some sort of a weird constitutional martyr.
Right.
Except for this case where he could be running as, New York stud.
Right.
This was an easy hit in front of.
Right. But this is...
I really was. Hey, I screwed up a lot, and by the way, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you'd do it too if you had the chance.
Right. Right. I mean, just the end of this piece. The big lie is beloved because it tells them a story where they aren't outnumbered by Americans who disagree with them. But why should they care if Trump breaks the law and cheats on his wife? That was always part of his appeal. That he would deny it at this late date is odd and suggests he's really becoming unmoored, not just from reality, but his own relationship to his base. I mean, that's the question we keep asking. What would make him lose...
Right.
His base, I mean, there is polling showing a chunk, if he's convicted, which he certainly looks on his way to be, would fall away. So I don't know what you think.
Well, I'd be careful about using the phrase chunks falling away in reference to him, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know. It just seems to me, it seems to me like this was an easy one to get in front of. I mean, He could have copped to this during the campaign.
Right. I mean, just like they played that apology, quote unquote, after the Access Hollywood. And he tried all that with that. Oh, conspiracy theory wasn't really me. Oh, it was green screen something. And then he was like, I'm a flawed man. It certainly doesn't. Anyone that knows me knows it doesn't reflect who I am. I'm like, oh my God, it reflects exactly who But, he did the, I'm sorry, I was wrong, whatever. But you're right. He didn't inexplicably, especially for a court of law, he didn't do that here. He's literally.
I mean, at the point that the Access Hollywood tape broke, he was going to win the nomination.
Right.
Yeah.
The Republican Party wasn't ready to stop him anymore. I mean, who was going to step up?
Yeah.
Ted Cruz?
Yeah.
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 Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I know. I do think that's he's becoming more and more unmoored from reality. I mean, we shall see. Charlie,
he wasn't very well moored to start with.
No, okay, well, not that. A lot of mooring in the first place.
He was rocking away by the dock there.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, we can't wait for Boston Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
Well, July. Yeah, listen, you guys are going to Madison this weekend, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And you have ties to Madison as well.
I do. Say hi to John Nichols for me.
I sure will. We sure will.
He's a good man.
Yes.
And this is the birthplace of Sexy Liberal, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed it is. And of unions. And Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us as well.
Pocan.
Oh, that's good. He's very good. He's one of Tom Hartman's
regulars.
Traveling group of comedians.
Yes, and as Chris would say, he's a homo.
Yes, he is.
All right. Love you, Charlie. See you next week.
They've got a senator and a congressman.
I know.
Who are gay homosexual Americans.
We got the nicest no ever from Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
It sounded like she really did want to do it. She just can't.
She's absolutely inexplicable. She's so nice and so grounded.
Yeah.
And yet she's this fundraising juggernaut.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. No, I've met her before.
I can't figure her out. I mean, I watched her in a debate the last time I was out there. I went to a debate that she had against the nutball ran against her last time, and she was so even tempered.
I know.
And nice. And then, you know, she wins by like 23 points.
Sure. Yeah.
I met her and Billie Jean King at the same time, and that big, you know, Democratic Les thing was fantastic. Anyway, I think I had a legitimate scheduling thing, which
yes,
she would love
she
to
did.
Be there. So next time we will
That's
do it.
That she probably has to go be a senator.
Yeah,
some senator type of stuff. Yeah.
She heard about the Boberting demonstration.
Well.
Okay, love you, Charlie.
that's gonna cost you some guests, I think, but I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth it too.
That's gonna peel away some swing voters. Okay.
Yeah, Barbara Mikulski wouldn't be too happy with it.
Well, it's gonna peel away something. I have no idea what.
Peel his pal's banana.
Yeah.
Bye. Love you.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks,
bye
Shirley.
Now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.